Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Facebook has reportedly apologized after refusing to run an advertisement that featured a plus-size model in a bikini. The ad, submitted by an Australian feminist group, was originally rejected because, according to Facebook, the image did not meet its health and fitness policy, which does not allow depictions of a body or body parts in an undesirable manner. That's in quotes. Meanwhile, the company is also making some changes because of allegations of political bias in its trending topics. Here with more is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Peter Kafka is senior editor at Recode. He's following this and he joins us from New York. Peter, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And let's start with a story about this advertisement. This is an image of the plus-size model Tess Holliday, a model we've actually interviewed on this show. What was Facebook's reasoning for banning the ad?
Well, you know, this is the problem with a company of Facebook's size. They don't really explain themselves very well because there's a lot of people they're dealing with and millions of ads, as they say in their own defense. They say, look, you can't have ads that – I want to get the writing here – that may not depict a state of health or body weight as being perfect or extremely undesirable since they make viewers feel bad about themselves. Which sounds moronic at first glance. If you think about it for a second, you can imagine what Facebook is trying to do, which is prevent these really exploitative, gnarly weight loss and fitness ads that you can see all over the internet, usually at the bottom of your browser. If you go take a look, maybe they're on an NPR page. Clearly, it's not designed to prevent something like this, which eventually Facebook said, oh, yeah, you're right. We're being dumb here. They didn't use the word dumb. And they said, okay, you can't actually go use this image in an ad. It's fine. But it sort of speaks to the problem Facebook or any big platform like this has in sort of policing content.
But do you get the sense that because of this and because of the outrage over this, that Facebook would actually change its policy or that they'll just say, OK, we'll deal with this and then we're going to go back to doing things the way we've been doing them?
You've got to really work hard to get Facebook to sort of pay attention to a policy change. It happened actually this week, and we can talk about that in a second. But, you know, there's periodically stuff like this flares up. If it gets enough attention, someone at Facebook will go and say, oh, yeah, we screwed up. We should have either our computers or the humans that work with our computers sort of rectify this particular problem. But we're not going to move from where we're headed.
Let's get to what you're talking about, which is Facebook actually deciding to make a change when it comes to its trending topics section. I want to first have you explain what had happened for people who weren't aware. This involved allegations of political bias in its trending topics.
Yeah, this is a two-week-old story, which in internet terms, that's a lifetime. So that shows you how long this thing has gone on for and how important it is to Facebook to fix it. There were allegations in Gizmodo, a tech site, anonymously from someone who curates these trending topics. These are the things that appear in the top right corner of your desktop if you're looking at Facebook on your desktop, and said there was a concerted effort by some of the folks that work on this thing to suppress conservative stories, conservative viewpoints. Facebook said, that doesn't make any sense. We would never do that, and have looked at it for the last 2 weeks and have kept saying they're never going to do that, but have had to apologize multiple times to conservatives, conservative groups. Mark Zuckerberg has had leading conservatives come visit him in Palo Alto, or Menlo Park, actually. And then just this week, Facebook had to send out another response to a Congress saying, look, we really have looked at this, and everything's fine. That said, we're going to make some tweaks.
I have to say, as somebody who doesn't live in the Bay Area, and for most of our listeners, I bet the difference between Menlo Park and Palo Alto is not that
pretty
important.
Small. I just wanted to get
good.
It right.
You're being very careful with the words there. But so, what are they doing? What is Facebook going to do to change this?
Facebook's saying, basically, they're saying, look, we don't have any political bias. We work incredibly hard not to have political bias. That said, we're going to make sure that we state over and over that we don't have political bias. We're going to change the way the humans that work with our computers examine whether a story is important or not, and make sure, doubled and triple check, to make sure they're not showing any political bias. And by the way, let's point out again, we don't have any political bias. So it's not a major change, but it is them saying, look, we understand from the outside this is very important. It's important to us. Some of our friends are conservative. We've hired conservatives. We've got no problem with conservatives.
And in fact, they're going to be involved. Facebook is with both the Democratic and Republican conventions coming up as kind of a partner in putting those on. And they had faced some protests over that as well. But is this something that we're going to just see more of with Facebook as it becomes such an important part of the internet for so many hundreds of millions of people that they're going to face allegations that they're doing things wrong and that they should not be as – you should not try to censor the kinds of things that we're seeing.
Yeah. I mean, you might – no one's made the argument that Facebook's a public utility and should be regulated as such, not seriously. But you could make that argument. You could say, look, these guys have enough influence about the way – what people see, what they think. We don't really understand the mechanisms that sort of deliver the news to us via Facebook clearly. So it's always going to be relatively easy for someone to say, there's suppression, there's bias. I don't like the way this news came to me. I think this viewpoint isn't being surfaced correctly. And by the way, those are longstanding complaints. YouTube has heard them for a long time. Twitter has heard them for a long time. Facebook has heard them for a long time. It's sort of a fact of life if you are a big internet platform serving millions and billions of people.
And however angry people are, it clearly hasn't stopped the hundreds of millions of them from being Facebook members. Peter Kafka.
1.6 billion.
There you go. Senior editor at Recode, speaking to us from New York. Peter, thanks.
Thank you.